Well, MSU football is back inside the top 10 in the national polls after Saturday's win over Maryland. Now the stage is set for a very important game this Saturday against Ohio State in Columbus. WKAR's Al Martin, host of Current Sports on radio and on WKAR-TV, joins me now. Hi, Al.
Mark, how you doing, my man?
Great time of year for a football fan.
To say the least, right?
We return to the top 10 in the national polls. We're at number 9. What are the national championship implications right now?
Oh, this is huge because you look at an Ohio State team that currently sits at 10-0, and looking at how their season has gone so far, first off, they are the defending national champs. Mm-hmm. They have not lost. There's not a week that's gone by where they haven't been in the top four in the AP coaches or now the college football rankings in which the 12-member committee will meet from here on out throughout the rest of the year. Ohio State has always been one of those four teams. So I think that especially, you know, Michigan State jumping up from, 14 to 9 in this latest poll, if they do knock off Ohio State in Columbus, I do think that they will be. It will be very hard not to put Michigan State in that playoff, seeing as though they've only had one loss this entire season, period.
I guess a couple of our immediate concerns here heading to Columbus, the MSU defense, particularly the secondary, it seems, returned to form over the weekend. But Connor Cook's shoulder has MSU fans concerned. How do you factor those into the Ohio State matchup?
You just nailed it right on the head, Mark. I mean, the secondary for Michigan State was really the shining light and the biggest component to why Michigan State was able to pull that game out over Maryland this past weekend. I was really impressed with guys like Darian Hicks and Monte Nicholson. How about, you know, 3 interceptions for that Michigan State secondary, 1 from Riley Bulla in which he took 44 yards to the mm-hmm. house. But on the flip side, it was such an interesting press conference, though, after that game, Mark, because, of course, the talk of the town was Connor Cook. What was the update on his shoulder? Why was he not starting the second half? And there were 2 conflicting opinions, though, because, and I was talking to a few reporters about this afterwards, when Connor Cook took the podium after that game, Mark, of course, Connor was asked, why didn't he start that second half? Connor looks at us all and says, you know what? I felt as though I could go. I wanted to go. But Mark D'Antonio felt as though we wanted to go a different route. He wanted me to rest that shoulder. He felt as though I wasn't getting a lot of velocity on that throw. So, 5-10 minutes after that, Mark D'Antonio walks in for his press conference. And D'Antonio sits there and says, well, you know what? I talked with Connor, and it was a mutual decision for us to not to put him in. He felt like he couldn't go, so that's why we held him out. So there was a bit of conflicting opinions. And we saw, of course, if you watched the broadcast on ESPN, Connor Cook actually slammed his helmet down in frustration. The cameras mm-hmm. caught him doing that on the sidelines to start that second half. So, but as far as what this injury does for Michigan State now, we'll just have to wait and see. We know when the press conference happens tomorrow morning, Mark. Mark D'Antonio does not like talking about injuries. So right. I really doubt that he will say anything alluding to giving us insight on where that Connor Cook injury is. But if he's not 100%, there is reason to be worried.
I guess that's a day-by-day thing until Saturday, so it's I won't put you on the spot and ask you how you feel about Michigan State's chances, because I think too much hinges on that. Mm-hmm. Talk to us about Gerald Holmes, though, our running back. Assess his performance for us on Saturday, and what part will he need to play on Saturday?
He is the number one back, clearly, for this Michigan State football team. And as far as the rushing attack goes, throughout that game, Mark, there were 10 Michigan State jerseys who touched that football and ran the ball on the ground. Mm. 10 jerseys. Now, granted, I mean, 141 yards total. A big chunk of that came from, as you just said, Gerald Holmes, who was fantastic. He had 18 carries for 87 yards. He was absolutely unbelievable. And he runs with power. He has great vision. He's got great patience. But I do think that as far as from a consistency standpoint, Michigan State's rushing attack isn't where it needs to be right now, Mark. And that's something, you know, odd to say when considering that when you look at a Mark D'Antonio team and assess the success they've had in these recent years, they have always had a solid rushing attack. Right now, I just think it's too inconsistent.
Your takeaway here, let's switch gears and talk basketball for one sec. Your takeaway from Friday night's home opener.
Oh, boy, that was fun. You know, it was a crazy weekend, Mark, because us at Current Sports, we covered the MSU men's basketball opener. We covered the MSU-Maryland football game. And then yesterday we covered the women's basketball game as they played at home as well. Triple header, I don't think we've ever done that. But as far as Michigan State men's basketball goes, of course, they play Kansas tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Set your alarms if you're watching that one, right, the next morning, and you got to get up early. But they play Kansas in the Champions Classic out in Chicago. But this team, for me, the star so far for this year. Now, again, it's very premature, very early to say this, but Deontay Davis has looked like a man amongst boys right now. He's a freshman, of course, in the men's basketball, or I should say boys basketball player of the year honors when he was in high school for Muskegon. I mean, he has come in and provided so much energy. His rebounding skill is unbelievable. He can score. I mean, he brings some emotion. Fantastic. Look forward to watching Deontay the rest of the year.
WKAR's Al Martin, host of Current Sports on radio and on WKAR-TV. Thank you, Al.
Thank you, Mark.